Bader Show, 1036. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Haven't done a lick of Christmas shopping. This is ridiculous. I do have some thoughts. I do. But I just, yeah, do you? Jason's like, you're right, I'm lying. I don't have a thought in my head. That's because you know me. No, I've got a thought or two. I do. I know what I'm getting my wife. I know one of the things I'm getting my wife. But, yeah, I know. It's the 12th of December. I've got 12 days. Yeah, I'm trying to convince myself. Well, unlike most years, I have the 23rd off this year. I'll probably end up employing it. Now I have to get you guys your stuff before then. No. Gosh, it is the 12th already, isn't it? Well, this whole year, I'm going to just continue to just be amazed at how how I just am behind the calendar. So I read the email thread from the woman who has a moral, she equivocates Cuba with the United States. She's a liberal moral equivocator. We're no better than anyone else because we had things that were bad. So we're no worse than Havana or Pyongyang or anywhere else. Yeah. So I said, move to Cuba. Well, there you go with your sarcasm. No, I mean it. So then I have a liberal relative. Jerry, what proof do you have that Cuba's a bloody, torturous regime? Hell, Castro released all those prisoners when Reagan asked, and those Miami Cubans can get screwed. Yeah, the people who were robbed of their property under Fidel Castro. So, you know what I said to him? Send me a postcard from Havana. You know, one of the things conservatives made a mistake in was the love it or leave it. Stop bitching about this country and leave. If it's so bad, get the hell out of here. What's wrong with saying that? If you're at a party and you're not having a good time, what do? Well, you either get drunker or you leave, right? If you're a responsible person, you leave. Let's be honest. If you're miserably unhappy in a marriage, you either try to fix it or you leave it. It's what happens. If you're an unhappy customer with a company, you drop the company. If you're so convinced America sucks, get the hell out of here. When did it become politically incorrect to say that? That was one of the clubs in the bag we never should have given up. You're not supposed to do the love it or leave it. Why? If this is such a god-awful country, get out. And give me a list of all of the countries where you would rather live. And why do more people try to sneak into this country than any other country on the planet if it sucks so bad? Why do we have an illegal immigration problem? How bad is Cuba's illegal immigration problem? Just curious, how many people are trying to get in? Mexico, North Korea, even Russia that is now free. What country in the world has the illegal immigration problem that we do? Well, I've never seen a hellhole that people are dying to get into like this one. Ever. And no, I'm not pretending that this country doesn't have black stains. I would never say that. I'm one of the few conservatives who say that most conservatives take the stain of slavery too lightly, the stain of Jim Crow too lightly, the stain of manifest destiny too lightly. But at some point, you have to accept that we atoned for those sins. Don't you? Cuba has not. That we're even debating that there's a moral equivalency between the two shows how off the deep end liberals are today. Speaking of going off the deep end, beginning today, the FCC is going to start having meetings to talk about ending its ban on cell phone use mid-flight in commercial airline flights in the United States. This is wildly unpopular with the flying public. Over the last couple of weeks, as this day was coming, there have been blog after blog after blog. There has been blog after blog after blog after blog after blog of people saying, don't do it. For God's sake, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, what is happening is the FCC is admitting that there is no real safety hazard to using cell phone mid-flight. That's always been the claim, that it could disrupt instrumentation and so on, or be used coordinated from the ground for a terrorist attack, other things. That's not what people are concerned about. They don't want to be on a 2-, 3-, or 4-hour flight with somebody yakking incessantly that close to them. And they are begging the FCC not to do this. Jason says, I might never fly if people can fly and talk. Then you have to make planes have their own cubicles so people can talk without disrupting me while I'm trying to sleep or have a quiet ride. That's what this is all about. Now, understand something. It will still be up to the individual airlines. Delta has already said, we're not going to do this. Delta has, Jason says, I'll fly Delta. I think Delta thinks a lot of people will fly Delta. Because if you look at the public opinion surveys, the people who don't want someone next to them talking on a cell phone versus those who want to be able to talk on their cell phone, dramatically, people don't do this to us. You know, and that's the frequent flyers. I fly just since 2007, and it's really just the way it's worked. I fly about twice a year. Between flying for personal reasons and flying for work, it's coming out to about twice a year. Let me tell you how I feel about this, though. And I would be willing to take calls on this, otherwise I'm just on to something else. If you do have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think the FCC should drop this ban. I think it should be up to the local carriers. If there is no safety risk, I think airlines should be able to make this decision. I think some will allow it and some won't. I, like Jason, will choose the airlines that do not allow it. Here's the one thing I would say, but I don't know how you could do this. Jason, I just don't know how you could do this. I'd be okay with allowing it so people could text. But how do you ban people from making voice calls? You know, that's the problem. I wouldn't mind being able to text mid-flight, and that doesn't bother anybody. And I would like to be able to text mid-flight. So that part of me would say, go ahead. And, you know, and they've already lifted the regulation. You can use other electronic devices now, gate to gate. And most airlines now have gone to that. The last time I flew to Fargo, it had just happen, and on the flight I was on, the flight, it wasn't allowed. Okay. Now you can do that. If you could text, but if someone decides to make a voice call, what are you going to do? Take their phone? What are you going to do? I think this should be lifted. I know a lot of flyers who disagree with me. I think it should be up to the carriers. Delta isn't going to allow it. If other airlines do, holy crap, there was a fist fight. Is that British Parliament? That's nasty stuff. We're seeing the video right now. Whoa. Oh, the country of Georgia. Okay. I thought it was the British Parliament. It's a hell of a fight. Anyway, I think the FCC should lift the ban. I hope Delta and other carriers don't allow it. I will choose a carrier that doesn't allow it. Rick on the road. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
It'll probably end up going like the old days where you had the smoking section, non-smoking section. So it'd be cell phone use and no cell phone use.
Okay, so Here's the difference, though. I mean, how do you get into the cell phone section? Do you pay extra for that?
Well, they didn't pay extra for non-smoking and smoking.
Well, yeah, but how do you choose, though? So when you
they'd have seat assignments for that area.
Okay.
You know, they could say the back of the plane is where it's cell phone use, or like what they used to have, coach or first class. You know, then first class you can use cell phone because you pay extra for that area, and coach you can't.
Okay, so actually, no, he's onto something here. So when you book the flight, you would choose cell phone or non-cell phone, correct?
Yep.
And what they're going to find out is maybe there's no need for a cell phone section. You know what I'm saying? If so many people pick non-cell phone, actually, I think he's on to something. Now, I think what Delta is doing is it is probably the way to go. Here's the problem, Rick. So what do you do with someone who uses their cell phone in a non-cell phone section? What do you do? You take it away? What do you do?
Allow it to be a penalty. Pay a penalty for it. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you look at what stewardess have the right now. If people are a little under the weather and refuse to, you know, or people refuse to cooperate, they can have them arrested at the gate.
So if you use a cell phone in a non-cell phone section of the plane, the airline reserves the right to bill your credit card $500.
Well, if that's what it takes, yes, because
that's what it would
like
take.
Anything else, you have the right to turn it off as you get on the plane. If you're paying for it, turn it off, forget it. They're adults. They should know what they're doing.
You know, I could warm up to that because I really would like to be able to text. It would be very helpful to be able to text mid-flight. I have no inclination to talk mid-flight, and I sure as hell don't want to listen to the person next to me converse. Imagine an international flight, Jason. All the way to Australia. It's 10:40. It's 10:49.
So makes it in the end. Carols everywhere.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.